Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 27th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
I was half expecting an adjective there.
Yeah. Actually, the sad thing is that when I edit the show and I do the truncate silence filter, it's going to remove my dramatic pause from that.
Listeners
know that I left like a 3-second pause between, you know, the end of my sentence and his name for dramatic effect, just so you know.
And
you
won't
get to
lost.
Hear it, but...
All lost.
What a waste. Yep. Oh, and also, this is our second take at this, so we completely lost that whole part where we had that little banter about me driving to and from Adepticon. So I'll just throw it in that driving 16 hours sucks.
And driving just it twice sucks even more.
Sucks more, yeah. Nearly twice as much, in fact.
Yeah,
nearly. But like I said before, it's worth it in the sense you get to bring so much stuff with you. And of course, you get to bring more goodies back.
Yeah, you're not limited by the space of your backpack for the flight.
That's right. And if you're the one driving and it's your car, you can always threaten your friends to leave them behind if they're not good.
So. Or like Steve Gangs, they were playing in the 40K team tournament, so they had a giant display. Kind of stuff you couldn't really fit in their airplane, so they took their car too.
Yeah, and I just want to say congrats to them, right? Because they won, I think, the best presentation.
They won best team and presentation, which is the overall best display score.
Yeah.
Yeah, and congrats to the other Quebec teams too, because two other... GF team, they were in the top selection, and also the team Jean Virgil from Entry Studio. He was in the judge cut, and they also got the best appearance for their faction.
Nice.
Yep.
And Steve is like painting master.
Yeah.
Because you know, hashtag Yom Hu. He won best painted for his team at the Guild Ball tournament.
Yes.
Which, you know, serious street cred there. And then 40K tournament. I mean, there's a lot of nice stuff in 40K. I mean, Steve did not paint any of those models, but if he had,
he still has a medal for it.
That's right. And even if he had painted them, they still would have won first place.
Yeah.
So, totally the same effect. So, how many medals does Yom have for Adepticon for painting?
Yom?
Yeah. Does he have any?
Not this year.
Oh. Hmm. Sorry. I can't help but make fun of Yom. I love you, Yom. Please don't stab me in my sleep.
Don't share a room.
Yeah, I never share a room with Yom anyway. Can't trust him. He's shifty. Just always after my lucky charms. All right. Let's get this started because I'm getting more and more tired and more crazy. So, first up, as always, our new releases. And number one on the list is Cool Mini or Not, March releases for Wrath of Kings.
Yeah, so there is stuff for three different houses. The House Nasir, House Shylan, and House Gurritse. So,
you're sure this time? Sorry, I derailed you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, Gurritse got White Main Duelist. So, dual wielding strange weapon. They're like punching knives
with swords on the back.
On the black. So
I don't understand. Well, I know a lot of the other werewolf models have the like the reverse blades.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the like giant wrist blade things, you know, a la Confrontation.
Yeah.
This turns up to 11.
Yep.
So I guess if he wants to elbow you from the top rope, it's really going to hurt.
And he has two of them.
Well, they come better in pairs, yeah. Everything is better in pairs.
Yeah, sure.
Twins, better in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Testicles, better in pairs. Proves my point. I'm sorry, Antoine.
Well, I had in mind, like, twins are better in pair. What? Yeah, but what if you have triplets? But they're not twins then, so...
That's right, see?
So
That's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah. Yeah, and so three balls, you don't want that.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. These models are awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sure it gets back on track after I derailed this successfully. So they look really amazing. You know, the quality of the Seamon plastics, despite the fact that I know they're I think these are Restic. At least traditionally they were Restic. I don't know if these are hard plastic now.
No, I don't think so.
I think they're still Restic.
Yeah.
But despite that, despite the limitations Restic can have, the models are quite good.
Well, one of the big problem with the stick is especially the small pieces, and the scale on Wrath of King is pretty big, so yeah. That alleviates
the problems
from it.
And I love the kind of, you can definitely see some Asian influence in the Garutsi style. I'm assuming these pictures we're looking at are all the Garutsi, right?
No, the werewolf. There's only the werewolf.
Oh, wait. No. Isn't there the vampire on the other side? Isn't she Garutsi? I think that's a vampire.
I think she's Shailan.
Oh, could be. Because I know the one in the front is the demon people. I can't remember the names of the factions. Yeah, the Nasir. Yeah, Nasir, yeah. The center model, is that from the faction...
I think they are Shailan, the
okay. Yeah, it looks similar to the vampire, or the what I thought was a vampire. It may still be a vampire, I don't know.
I think they're more Oni. Because they're the center model, too.
Yeah.
So there's a female and a male version.
Yeah. And then the two models in the back, those ones are referring to the Oriental style.
Yeah, they're the same faction. Both are releases for Shailan.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Well, my faction gets a punchy, knifey werewolf, so. And I say my faction because that's the one I own models for that are still in the box for the last 3 years. But someday they'll get assembled so we can try.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We will try this game someday.
Like your Rune Wars?
We tried Rune Wars. I no longer need to assemble
it. Yeah, that's true. We don't have that Damocles sword over our head.
Yes. Thank you, Russ and Craig.
Yeah.
Wow, we've talked for like 30 minutes on this one thing. Welcome to the 6-hour news show. Okay, next up. Simon, do we have no pricing on the on the starter boxes, right?
Nope.
They will be starter box priced. Excellent. Next up, we have more Simon Dark Age releases this time, though.
Yeah, so for Dark Age, we have releases for the card. So there are new command box, Church of Worm unit box, a Decay Cult Monstrous unit, a Scarred Golab unit, and also a Warhead. And for the Brood, we have a Brood Swarm, the Pod Hatchery box. All a bunch of worms.
Zerglings.
Yeah.
Definitely Zerglings. You know, Dark Age, cool looking models. I'm not much into the post-apoc theme, but they do it well, and they have a cool look. I picked up an Adepticon swag bag at a two-player starter.
Oh, really?
Yep. So if we wanted to look at mechanics and poke around, we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the mechanics were fun. I had a demo with Yom, I think, at TempleCon. Mm-hmm. Years ago.
Yeah, that was in the re-release of the game when they'd relaunched it, I think.
Yeah.
And then there was a second edition book, or like a revised hardcover, whatever, that I picked up. And then that book got replaced.
Yeah, they replaced it every year, I think.
And they offered free replacements, but I never picked it up. I never traded it. But now I have an up-to-date rulebook, because I'm assuming the starter box comes with an up-to-date rulebook.
Hopefully.
And it's got two small forces, Dragiri and... Something not Dragiri.
Yeah, there's a bunch of others, so...
Big armored guys.
Humans? If they're humans, they're probably Forsaken. If they are robots, they're Core.
They're not robots. I guess they're Forsaken.
Yeah. They're one of the sub-faction have, like, angels and stuff like that.
I don't know. I suck. And I looked around frantically to see if the box was near me, and it's not, so the suckage is real. But yeah, anyway, I'll have to say...
A bunch of new releases. A bunch of cool stuff.
And, yeah. Yeah, indeed. And I'm obsessed with figuring out what that faction is in the starter. But I can't find the starter on their website. So I'm doomed. All right. We'll just move on, and I'll deal with my obsession later. Next up, R&E Studio, Robot Scan. Whoa. Robot Sams.
Yeah. So this is a small group of robot samurais.
Robot Ronins. Robot Sams. Okay. Now, is this, are these limited edition or something?
I don't think so, but stuff from our studio are sometimes are, so I don't know. This looks like generic stuff.
Yeah. I just want to mention that their web store has only 6 units left.
Yeah. You can get them in individual too, so I don't know if they are as restricted when you buy them individually. It might just be the combo pack that is limited. Set. Yeah. They look cool. They have so much personality.
Models. Yeah. They are super nice. They did a good fusion of the samurai aesthetic and the robot look. Like, I think it's a good mix. Definitely worth checking out. It'd be cool models to paint. And right now they're on sale.
Free worldwide, so.
And they're on sale for €14 off, so €50 for the box of 4 models.
Yep.
Scale is what size? Are they 28 mil? 25 mil bases. So probably 28 mil miniatures, mm-hmm. standard size. All right. Next up. Steamforge Games, The Falconer's Guild, Daughter of Falcons on pre-order.
So this is the new Falconer Guilds, which is the minor guilds for the hunters, for Guild Ball. So, same format as the most recent box. So, plastic box comes with 6 models, comes with a gold token and a scenery piece and one of their custom ball. This one being a small rabbit. That's $60, so it's a really good price for what you get. It's all plastic. And the new minor guilds are cool for people who just want to get into the game but don't buy too much because it's a one-time buy. That's all you have.
There'll never be a second box.
Yeah, that's all there is. So,
and I suppose if you want to expand, you can buy hunter's models.
Yeah, if you can get the individual 2 models that place for both team from the hunters, that's a way. Some of them are available in the release kits. If you get a pundit to run it for you at a local store, or the only sad part is you need to buy because they are sold now only as full box. You need to buy the full 6 packs to get the 2 models you might need.
Are the 2 models in 2 separate 6 packs?
Yeah, I don't know what's the Canadian. I don't know in which if they're both from the same 6 pack or if they're in separate ones.
I really hope they are.
Yeah. No, I don't know for the hunters because I know the rat catchers ones are from the same pack, but I don't know for the falconers.
Hmm.
I don't even know if the 2 shared players are known already.
So is the... Oh, the bunny's the ball, isn't it?
Yeah. The mascot is an eagle on a larger base, on a 40 mil base.
You'd think it would be a falcon, but I guess...
Looks surprise. Really big for a falcon.
It's not a falcon, it's an eagle. Yeah, you can see the way they painted it. It's painted like a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Totally not a falcon.
Yeah, they have a...
Way to throw us a curveball, Steamforge.
Most of them have falcons on their shoulders or on their ends, and there are what they call... The guild play with what they call areas AoE, so you can place like... AoEs on the field, and that's like a magnet for birds, or it represents a swarm of bird attacking people.
Okay. So. One of the guys looks like he's got a turkey on his back, but I'm hoping that's just the angle of the picture.
Probably.
The guy that's leaned over with the bow, I swear to God, that looks like a turkey standing on his shoulder.
Yeah, it's probably just an Ingle thing.
Oh, I don't know, because one of the girls has an owl.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a turkey is definitely a wild bird.
I don't know. Sure.
The neck doesn't look long enough to be a turkey. I don't know what it is. I'm going to go with bad angle in the picture.
It's more like I don't know how to call it, but a berberie.
I have no idea what that animal is.
That's
English.
a small pheasant, or I don't know the name in English.
That's a pretty big pheasant.
Yeah, no, but it's a small game bird.
Pheasant, yeah, it's a small game bird.
We see in the woods around here, but I have no idea what the name is in English.
It could be a pheasant.
No, I don't think so. A partridge.
I was going to say, yeah, there's not too many game birds.
Yeah. So, okay. Once again, we derailed. So, yep. Nice release. It's on pre-order. The will be available June 15th.
Yep. Yep. And we went over the price, right? $60 US?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Moving right along. Privateer Press, a main mini crate. Alton Van Helsing, baby.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we mentioned the mini crates on the news yet. So, those are exclusive alternate models, either pinups or variants for existing models, mostly in the Minions and Merc range. And you have one every month, or you can subscribe for, I think, 6 months and get an exclusive one at a time. So, for the May model, which is available if you subscribe up to April 19, it's an alternate for Alton. I draw a blank on his last name, but the sniper Alton from Ashley. Minions. Alton Ashley. Yeah. The sniper for Minions. So, this one is just giant change by the name. Van Helsing, it's a Vampire Hunter variant look for him. It's one of the nicest they've released, I think, for the mini crates.
I was going to say, the reason we never mentioned them is because they didn't look this awesome. as we talk about it, I'm actually logging into my mini crate account to reactivate my subscription. Just saying.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does. It is awesome. And I will have it. It will be mine. But yes.
Yeah. The price is $20 Canadian plus shipping, I think.
$20 US.
For Canada, it's $20 US. Yeah. Okay, sure. I see it now.
So,
Does that include shipping? Oh, yes, it does. Okay, at least. Okay.
So, $20
shipping included. It's not cheap for one mini, but there are limited editions and collectors, you could say. So,
yeah, exactly. It's it is what it is. You get to watch them destroy the molds colorfully on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I approve. All right. Next up. Spellcrow, new hobgoblins, dark travelers and warriors from the caverns.
So those are two packs of four miniatures each. They're all hobgoblins. They're just separate into different packs. The warrior from the caverns looked a bit more, I don't know, feral maybe? While the dark traveler have more of a swampy feel when you look at them. But they're all nice, really characterful. Like in the Dark Traveler packs, I like the one with the shovel and the lantern. Looks like a grave digger version. But with the skull on his skull shape on his hat, looks kind of sorcery also.
Yeah, his proportions are also chibi-ish too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think they're really nice models. Got a lot of character. And the other pack, I kind of like the one with the big helmet with the ram horns and the drawing the sword. I think it appeals to my Warriors of Chaos side.
I like the jumping one, the one on the skull. looks like an assassin or something.
Yeah, lots of nice models.
Yeah.
And at 20 euros for a per set.
Yeah, 20 euros for euros. Four. That's really good.
Yeah. Not too expensive. I don't know what shipping is, but I imagine it's not that much. Considering the number of models. I'm sure it works out. All right. Next up, Banshee Art Shop. Ogre Bust.
So the name says it all. You have the bust of an ogre, is shirtless, carrying a big cigar and a mohawk. So really lots of expression in his face. Looks like a big brute. Nice piece. It's rare, but it's a single piece model, so you don't have any assembly to do, just cleaning. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
He is sold out, sadly, right now. That's new. When I added it in the list, there was still some. Hopefully, there will be a restock. And it was not a single run.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, at 40 euros, he's... I guess he's pretty standard for a lot of busts.
Yeah, it depends on the scale. I don't have the...
Yeah,
I don't have it available. Tough to say.
You know, because if he's the size of, like, say, a one of the Broken Toad busts, mm-hmm. that might be a bit expensive. Well, actually, 40 euros turns into how much?
About euros $55 or something like that.
Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, so then quite good.
65.
That's still good, because most of the Broken Toad ones are a lot more expensive than that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also a lot more detailed.
Yeah.
It's a tough call. Like you said, it depends a lot on the scale. But the face is a lot of expression, so a lot of... could be a very good painting exercise.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right. Next in line. We go to Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. Sweet. And first up, something caught my eye.
Yeah, your new love.
Yeah, Gunmeister Games, Judgment Wave 2.
So, Judgment was on Kickstarter last year. They delivered. They have a successful game. It's played now, loved. So, they are going with a second wave. So, new heroes, new monsters for that MOBA-style 54-millimeter scale skirmish game.
Yeah, and actually, at the DEFCON, I got the chance to see, actually, the models, and I picked up one myself. And fantastic detail levels. Really nice models. The material is strange because it's resin, but it's very light. So it feels almost like a board game. Well, I mean, it is technically a board game piece, but they feel weird in the hand.
Okay.
For their size. But yeah, extremely well detailed. Very nice scenic bases come with them.
I didn't know the scenic base came with them.
Yeah. So, or at least mine did. So I picked up... If you're looking at the Kickstarter page, there's a three painted models at the top of it, which are from last wave.
Yeah.
And the middle one is a Minotaur Shaman. I picked him up. And the base he's standing on, with like the earth coming up around him and stuff, that's all included.
Oh, that's nice.
And he is a big, big model.
It's 54 scale, but that's a Minotaur in that scale. So that's exactly. Really, really big.
So... and he's quite large. The other thing that's important to note is the model was 52... I paid 52 US for him. This Kickstarter, the models are 50 Canadian. 50 Australian 50 dollars.
Australian, which is about 50 Canadian.
So, that's a significant savings. You, the Minotaur is a bit more expensive. I think he's 52. I think the regular models were 48 US at the show. So... I guess, even 48 US works out to a lot more than 50 Canadian. So I think it's a good deal, the Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And they have some interesting concept art and some interesting sculpts already. I really like the Minotaur Druid concept art. She looks really cool. There was another one that caught my eye. The Orc Warrior, the female Orc Warrior, I think has potential.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing Orc Shaman. The one on the totem pole?
Yes. Yeah. I do too. Actually, I just didn't look at it because I already have a shaman.
Yeah.
Now, he might be a different class.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it say what it is? Your one is a supporter.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So, same class. Yeah. Probably want something else.
But again, that orc shaman, like, look at the detail, the totem he's standing on, and the detail in his face. It's a gorgeous piece. Their sculptors do an amazing job. And what's interesting is the aesthetic is different from model to model. I don't know what the fluff of the game is. I don't know if there's people coming from different dimensions or whatever to compete.
Different timeline and, yeah, universe. They're dragged into the shadow realm or something.
Yeah.
Shadow plane. Not realm.
So Shadow Realm, are we playing Mortal Kombat now? I guess we are.
Almost.
Yeah, so it gives them flexibility, right, to design whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. The, the dwarf, Zaffin, the dwarf hunter, who's standing on, like, the part of a boat with, like, the dual crossbow arm, and, like, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on there.
Yeah.
You know, I like him, too. So, yeah, I am going to back this right now before I forget. And
this week would have cost you a lot.
Yeah, I've already signed up for Minicrate, and now I'm going to buy this. It's all your fault, Antoine.
Yep.
All right, so let's look at the pledges. We're talking about money and how much I'm going to spend. So basically, the entry-level pledge is 50 Australian dollars for any one model from the range, from the Wave 2 range. 150 for 3, 300 for 6.
At 6, you get one of the monster for free.
Yeah, you get a free monster. And after that, you start getting more free stuff as it goes up. So not cheap, but at least in line what you expect to pay considering the retail price. They are looking for a big goal. So they're looking for 75,000 Australian dollars. And right now they're at 47,888. So they haven't hit their goal yet, but they have 24 days left to go. It's an ambitious goal, but hopefully they'll do it. And looking at this, if they hit their goal, this Kickstarter will fund on April 21st, 2018. Next up. What's with the names this week? Res in Air. Gravetides, an undead fleet for naval fantasy wargaming.
The name says it all. So yeah, pretty you much. Get undead ships. There's 4 different ones. There is a list of the names. So you get a capital ship, medium ships, and small ships in the end. That's about it. So the Drifting Mausoleum, which is the big ships, 2 court ships, the Bone Rammer, which are looks just like giant tusk with skulls, skull-faced sculpt in them. And the dread ships, which are the smaller ships in the line.
Yeah, there's some cool models here. I guess it's for Uncharted Seas and or Man of War proxies.
Yeah.
Looking at the models, they make me think Uncharted Seas more than anything else.
But. Yes. And it's not like there's any Man of War rules anywhere right now.
Well, you never know with GW.
Yeah.
It could be the thing they release next week.
Well, yes, but right now, I don't think they're even available.
At the second, there's nothing.
A lot of the other old Species games, you can at least get the rules out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Minotaur Wars 1 are not even available.
It's like they're in denial.
Well, they're just so old.
Yeah, no, I know.
I have the 2 Minotaur War bucks, 2 of the 3, I think, but... That's ancient.
Yeah. All right. Let's look at the numbers here. So the pledge, there's only one pledge because only one product. So right now it's 55 euros, and that gets you the
fleet
6-9 models. Yep. And then I'm assuming there'll be add-ons to add more of the ships as you like. Right now, so they were looking for a 3,200 euro goal. They're at 1,200 euros. They have 18 backers with 25 days left to go. So still not quite halfway there. But if they hit their funding goal, this project will fully fund on Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. All right, last one for the week. Dragoria Games, Arena, the contest. tabletop miniatures game.
So this is a board game for 1 to 8 players. You get variants for it. You can either get play it cooperatively or even player versus player in team competitions. So it's an arena game. Get a bunch of different heroes. Just the base games come with, I think, 10 or 12, 12 heroes and some generic foes, some monsters, items. And I'm sure there will be more as the stretch goals unlock.
Yeah, there's a bunch of tiles. There's all kinds of stuff. Quite a few components.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of cardboard, tokens, everything.
Setup time is 1 to 5 minutes. Duration of the game is 45 to 90 minutes, so that's pretty good. Hour and a half seems like a pretty sweet
timeline
for an 8-player game.
Yeah, I don't... The 45 to 90 minute, that's a big range, though.
Well, 2 to 8 players is also a big range.
Yeah. So.
Well, technically 1 to 8 players, so you play it solo somehow.
Well, you can play cooperative, play against the board in for single player.
Yeah. I mean, the base game is at least 30 miniatures, 200 cards, dozens of tokens, tiles, and trays, 3 booklets. The board's double-sided. Like, it's a lot of components. I mean, miniatures appear to be PVC. They look to be a pretty decent quality.
Mm-hmm.
They look fairly detailed if these are, in fact, the miniatures that we're seeing in the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And not colorized renders. Which they may be.
Yeah, they probably are.
They look cool.
It's a fantasy style, so...
Yeah. And you get walls and doors and double doors and...
Oh, yeah, there's a ton
all kinds
of
goodies. A dragon. I think that's part of the expansion, but... You can get an art book for $25 that has, like, fluff and art. There's a lot of neat stuff in here. Core box pledge is $89. The deluxe pledge, which is the base box and the expansions, $159. $189 gets you the dragon, and art book, and some exclusives. A bunch of neat stuff. A lot of interesting pledge levels. Nothing that's really... Like, sometimes you see Kickstarters where they have... Pledge levels don't make much sense. Everything here seems to make sense, and the prices seem to line up, so. Except for maybe the $1,000 pledge level. that might be a bit much. That's quite the jump, $189 to $900 and something. But anyway. I have to know, what do you get in the awesome $900 pledge?
You get everything and some of your minis painted.
Painted by who? Does it say?
Maybe somewhere. It doesn't say in the pledge part. It might say in the description. But
so you get unlocked three heroes, plus all the ones unlocked with the stretch goals. So that's cool. Very cool. All right, so let's look at the numbers here. So they were after 50,000 US. They're at 214,000, almost 215,000 US, with 29 days left to go. So they're probably okay.
Yeah.
This is probably going to fund.
Just it's looking good.
I predict it now. Probably going to fund. All right. So, and if they do fund, they will be successful on April 26, 2018. And that is that. How long did we go? Not so bad, just over 30 minutes. Even with all my blabbering. We did good, Antoine.
That's good.
All right. Well, I'll let you go for this week, and I'll see you again next week.
Yeah. So next week remains to be seen. It's Easter weekend. We'll see. That might be one of the one we skip in the year.
Or worst case, maybe I'll actually have to do some work and do the research since you're away with your family, I believe.
Yep, I am. So.
Yeah. So I'll find one of the other, you know, non-celebrating people on the podcast, and maybe I'll be motivated and do the research myself.
We'll see.
Time will tell. Maybe we'll have an Easter miracle, Antoine.
Maybe.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.